Number two.
A resolution by Supervisor Jerzyk providing policy guidance on the future operation and management of the Milwaukee County Transit System. At our April meeting, this item was laid over.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you recall, this is an attempt to have the board further define the policy with regard to transit. And a number of things have happened since last month. The current policy is laid out in the whereas clauses of the resolution. At our last board meeting, we did a fund transfer amendment which provided $50,000 to Corporation Counsel to acquire expert outside counsel to work with the FAA. I believe my resolution is still very appropriate. I would ask that this be approved. I would like to have the board go on record as to what our policy is given the change of circumstances since our original budget hearing and passing of the budget last year. This is an opportunity, I think, for us to explore further with the FTA what exactly we can do. My preference, of course, is to do a hybrid structure for our transit system. For years, we've gone out with an RFP just for top management, nothing else. And, of course, the last RFP really changed the whole circumstances where we were looking at completely changing the structure of our transit system and looking at a completely different approach to transit. Some of us, including myself, were concerned about giving a private operator an opportunity to make a profit off of operations. That's a whole new concept. And I think before we go further, Mr. Chair, I'd like to see us explore with FTA exactly what we can and can't do. If we bring management in-house, do we then have to do RFPs? Continue, I think, with really what's proven to be a very, very efficient transit system. They've gotten high marks in the industry for being very efficient and low cost. Before we start throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, I'd like to see what we can do so this board can make some good policy decisions. Now, there were amendments offered previously. I'm open to amendments, Mr. Chair, in fact, encourage them. So I will be a good committee member this morning and participate with the process, but I would like to move adoption. Thank you.
We have a motion to adopt item number two. We have three amendments. First amendment is up to Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move adoption of amendment one to 14-312. You may recall this amendment was drafted and presented last cycle. The idea here was to take out some of the language that was that might be seen as prescriptive or limiting in defining what that blended model is, and to really leave in the broader language that what we're looking for is an in-house solution, and that we're giving them a little bit of latitude to figure out what would pass FTA scrutiny. So it strikes the prescriptive portion talking about bringing management of transit in-house and leaving operations outside, and instead adds the definition of in-house management and operation includes the use of an instrumentality of the municipality or similar legal structure to provide effective county control. I think that this is it's consistent with the action we took to date in terms of giving Corporation Counsel those funds for outside counsel. This doesn't appropriate any additional funds, but it does make reference to that as well. So I would move adoption of Amendment 1 and ask for your support.
We have a motion for Amendment 1 approval. Supervisor Borkowski, then Wontron.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's not on the amendment, so if I could come back after.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could we just either the author or Corp Counsel give us the legal definition of the instrumentality of a municipality or similar legal structure. You just define that a little bit more in layman's terms, exactly what that is.
Corporate counsel, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and supervisors. The instrumentality language actually comes out of some communications from the IRS in which, at least for tax purposes, the IRS declared MTS to be an instrumentality of the county such that MTS doesn't need to do any separate tax reporting. It's declared to be a nonprofit and an instrumentality of the government entity so that it doesn't have to file income tax returns. The notion here behind this exploration that we'd be doing is to see if there's a way to structure the MTS corporate entity so that it's controlled by the county but remains a separate corporate entity so that employment contracts would still be with the MTS Corporation. Other service contracts and so on would be with the MTS Corporation. Those items wouldn't have to be transferred to the county, but they would still be under county control. MTS would qualify as a sub-recipient of federal funds so that it would not be considered an outside contractor, so that it would be controlled by the county, but at least corporately separate from the county, and RFP would not be required. It'd be a hybrid in-house model in that it would be essentially being run by the county but not technically in the county organization.
Thank you.
And that's what we want to see, if we can come up with a structure that would be acceptable both to the FTA while still preserving this corporate separateness.
Stay right there, just in case. Any other questions of Corp Counsel? Supervisor Jersey.
Is it Corporations Counsel that this language would still permit a blended approach? I don't necessarily have an argument with using different words, as long as we're still leaving that option on the table, if you will. And I don't object to taking out the shall language, which is restrictive, as long as we're still asking the question.
I think the amendment would give the latitude for me to explore what I understand everybody to be talking about here. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
So, Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just seeking clarification on the original resolution before we would further to amend it. I'm looking at the last paragraph, lines 126 through 131, that reads, be it further resolved that Corporation Counsel, working in conjunction with the Office of Comptroller, shall submit to the FTA legal changes that would be necessary. Does that mean submit a proposal to see if we can get approval for legal changes, or does that mean do the research, make the legal changes, and submit it as we're moving forward?
Corp Counsel?
I'm interpreting it as submitting a proposal and then seeing if it would be approved by the FTA. We wouldn't make any changes without FTA saying that this would meet their approval.
So in theory, if we do lots of research, explore all the options, and the FTA, for whatever reason, says, I'm sorry, none of these are going to meet our requirements, and we have to take a different direction, we still have the ability to do that.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Any other comment questions?
No.
On the item? For Amendment 1, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll on Amendment 1?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Cheer?
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The amendment is approved.
Item amendment number 2, Ms. Seemeyer. Read item amendment 2. Do you have it? We have amendment 2 by Supervisor Alexander. Read Amendment 2, please.
Amendment number 2 amends the be it resolved clause beginning on line 117. Be it further resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors directs that the stated 2014 adopted budget transit policy directive outlined in this resolution shall be revised as follows. The policy of Milwaukee County shall be to maintain service with MTS, Inc. for management of transit while Milwaukee County explores options for a blended or hybrid management structure that would meet FTA requirements.
Supervisor Alexander.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw this amendment.
Draw. Any objection? So be. Ms. Seymour, item number, amendment 3 by Supervisor Mayo. Okay. Madam Clerk, can you read amendment 3? Oh, okay.
Amendment number 3 amends the be it resolved clause beginning near line 117 of the resolution. Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors directs that the stated 2014 adopted budget transit policy directive outlined in this resolution shall be revised as follows. The policy of Milwaukee County shall be to maintain service with MTS, Inc. for management of transit while Milwaukee County explores multiple transit management and operation structures, including but not limited to a blended management structure and an in-house management and operation structure, or the issuance of a revised request for proposals, and the be it resolved clause beginning on line 125 will be amended as follows. It's completely deleted.
Mary, can you talk about item number 3, amendment?
Sure. This amendment states that Milwaukee County will continue to work with MTS to provide transit services while the county explores different models for operation and management of the transit system. So you'll see that there are three options or three models that will be explored by the county. Those would be the blended management or the hybrid management system, where we'd bring in the top management into the county. It would be a total in-house management and operation structure. And then the third one is just an issuance of a new RFP based on the current model of operation and management of the transit system.
All right, we have Supervisor Brokowski and Supervisor Washington on the amendment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I guess as part of what I was going to bring up before, and I look to either our director or corp counsel, FTA, they have to give us an additional year, don't they? We're on the last year, we're on the option year in 2014 as we speak right now, May of 2014. In essence, we all turn into pumpkins January 1st of 2015. So if I read this correctly, aren't we going to be asking FTA for the option year of 2015?
Mr. Dranson?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we're going to, if we're going to go down these multiple paths and have to go through additional work, I think we're going to get to a point where, yes, we're going to have to make a request to the FTA that says we're going to have to go past the December 31st timeline into next year to resolve some of these issues.
Okay, and Mr. Chairman?
No, them finished.
Okay.
Yeah, if we're looking at bringing it in a house and then also going out for a re-RFP, timing is such on these things that they're taking time. We're going through the process now of looking at bringing it in house. We're going through that work actively as we speak. We're working with the Huron Group to the limit that we have now of $100,000. And I would suggest that if we're going to go down the path of re-RFPing, that we would need some additional resources. I think that would be wise on our part to also have somebody look at that process going back out. Timing-wise, we started the RFP process last year at the end of April and concluded it by September. And I think the comments coming out of the review committee was that was a bit rushed. So
I think we'd want to take our time with that, and I think we would have to. There's a lot of things that are going to change in that. It would, in my opinion, go into next year.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Well, first of all, Mr. Dranzik, you should quit while you're ahead. I personally do not believe that reissuing another RFP would take the length of time that it took last time. And for us to not use what we learned in the review process would be silly. Okay, so don't even go there as far as length of time. I think you know as well as I do that issuing an RFP won't take as much time as you just stated. And I don't believe that for a second. Second of all, I'm not hearing any sense of urgency from you, okay, as far as the January 1st, 2015 deadline. Okay, that's 7 months from now. Okay, that we have to have some kind of decision, and I'm asking, can we not, you know, make some kind of appeal or process to FTA to ask for 2015 as another option year? You never even gave us that option or that that possibility, and for us to sit here in May of 2014 and think magically that something's going to happen like that is ridiculous. And so I guess I'm seeing no sense of urgency. And I guess I'm going to kind of demand it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, now, Supervisor, and I normally, everybody from this point, address all your comments to me. We, this committee, have not gave them direction to go out for our RFP process, but we have gave them direction to bring stuff in-house. We gave them direction for Corp Counsel to go out and see about a blended item. If this committee decide that we are going to look at RFP process, we need to give them that direction in writing, and that was this amendment would do. And I need to also look at how we're going to do that. So, Mr. Drasic, if you have a comment, make your comment directly to me, because we are not going to get in this action today.
Understood, Mr. Chairman. I just would say that that we have started this process, Mr. Chairman, back in March, as a matter of fact, and into April. We've worked with the departments. We're working with transit. I think we're all pretty concerned and very much aware of the end of the year time frame that we're all trying to work towards and achieve on the in-house option. You know, Mr. Juno's in the audience. We've worked with his group as well back and forth on this. That's the path we're on. That's the policy that we're working toward. That's in front of us right now. So I want to give the committee that assurance.
All right, thank you. Sir Bukowski, you have another comment to
me? I do. Mr. Chairman, I respectfully disagree with your comments. First of all, you, as chairman of this committee, have been on record twice with press releases to the county executive's office, damn near begging the exec to RFP. Okay, you know as well as all of us that they don't need this committee's blessing to RFP again. Okay. So I guess my point is you can't have it both ways. And so the bottom line is that we're 7 months till D-Day, and quite frankly, I don't see the sense of urgency that's necessary.
Supervisor Ricasso, you are 100% right. Supervisor Washa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the amendment, I would hope that we would not approve the amendment just because simply that with the approval of amendment number one, we've charted the course that I think is reasonable, and the going down the path of a new RFP or the board suggesting that we want that, I think is just dragging us back into the swamp that we just got out of. So I would hope that we would not approve Amendment 3 and stick to the course that we just charted in Amendment Number 1. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Jersey.
I agree with Supervisor Wyshon. I think Number 1 is more of a broad approach. We need to understand first what we can do, and that's what we're doing with Number 1, with more general language perhaps than I had originally included. I actually want to applaud the department. We suggested at the last board meeting that they stay with the phase one part of the consulting contract to, again, explore what we can do. They're doing that. But it would be nice to have policymakers be consistent with the policy we're trying to set. I think the administration is trying to work with us So let's try to also establish some clear signals for administration. I think my resolution, along with the Lipscomb Amendment, does that. The first thing we want to do is have Corp Counsel go and explore with FTA what is possible, really looking first to bring that management in-house, but keeping operations separate and capable of continuing to do labor management, et cetera, consistent with Act 10. So I think that is the better way to go on this. That doesn't foreclose, Mr. Chair. If FTA says to us, no, you're going to have to go do an RFP, that we come back and establish that policy. But I would not include that now in an amendment, and that's why I'm not going to support amendment number 3. I hope we stay with just amendment number 1 and move this forward to the full board. Thank you.
Any other comments on amendment number 3? Sorry, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What I heard was that this amendment or any attempt to sort of look at all options simultaneously, that's what would put us on a course ensuring that we need an extension in 15. I haven't heard anyone justify why the relatively small changes that would be necessary to assert more active control of MTS and avoid all of this, to not have a disruption in service and to not need an extension into 15. No one's been able to tell me that's going to take us more than 7 months. But what we have seen on the RFP side is clearly that there's been little or no progress in 3 months since the last one was rejected. In fact, we haven't even heard an acknowledgement that they accept that it was flawed. They haven't accepted the ruling of the appeals committee. So my patience is worn out in terms of that whole thing. I was willing to go along with the idea that they could do two things at once and that the best idea would prevail. I'm kind of fed up with that and not trusting that process any longer. So that's why I wouldn't be able to support the amendment. But I really do feel that this idea that we've just got so much to do and that an extension is a foregone conclusion. I don't agree with that because I think that there's some bright legal minds, some of them in this room, some of them outside this room, who can figure out how to do it, because it's not all that unique for a government to have an outside, to have a separate corporate entity that they control run transit. And it can be done, and I think it could be done in 7 months.
All right. Any other comments, Chris? Sorry, Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the time of voting on Amendment 1, I was able to support it. I withdrew my amendment for my own reasons, but I see that Amendment 3, which I've first seen this morning, is very similar to the amendment that I withdrew. And when comparing Amendment 1, which I voted in support of, and Amendment 3 now before us, I'm willing to go with Amendment 1, but I do prefer Amendment 3. So I wanted the committee to know that I'm willing to support Amendment 3, and if it does pass, I'm also willing to move reconsideration on Amendment 1.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Actually, there's no motion for Amendment 3. So I'm going to withdraw Amendment 3 and bring it to the county board. All right. We have one person on item number 2 who would like to speak on it. It's James Macon.
Thank you, County Board and Chair. My name is James Macon. I'm the president.
Me the County Board Chair, please.
I said the chair. Well, sorry about transportation. My name is James Macon. I'm the president of Local 998 now.
Congratulations.
Also, what I'd like to let everyone know, right now, with all these decisions going on, you're also playing with people's lives, because we have a lot of people who do not know what their plans is in the near future. Also, you got people that depend on transportation. You're putting their lives in danger. I don't understand what the county executive still on this. No, I'm going to keep it clean. These things about putting this out to MV Transit. It's still floating out there, MV Transit, because Milwaukee Metropolitan Congress, whatever you want to call them, has got people support them. And we have talked to these organizations, and they don't understand why they supported him after we gave them this information. Right now, MV Transit has, well, I can't say these different organizations out there has major problems in other cities and states. We have brought videotapes and proved what's going on in these other states. We have sent articles from these other states. The information is out there. I don't know why the homework is not being done. I don't know what's being done behind the scenes, if it's something, you know, I hate to say it, corrupt. Well, I understand, because it makes no sense why we keep going down the same track about bringing somebody in. We already have too many problems in Milwaukee County that we need to bring somebody in from another state that has no clue what goes on to our city.
We are talking about the amendment, item number two.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Do you support item two or...
I support basically keeping as is and not going outside of anything, because all you're going to do is disrupt the service. We have a contract coming in January. Right now, we need to start focusing on our contract. We have full negotiation rights, and we use all our power to let people know that we are here. We will be more aggressive to start looking out for our public that we serve and our members. More aggressive than we had been before to do our concerns about making sure that our people in our city is taken care of, since our county executive has not had that ability or willingness. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. We have need a motion for item number two as amended.
So make the motion.
We have a motion by Supervisor Jersey to move approval item number two as amended. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Burkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Cheer?
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. This item has been approved as amended by a vote of 4-3.
Madam Clerk, I would like all our items go to the May 23rd cycle, not the May 12th cycle.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Airport, item number three.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend rental car agreements at General Mitchell International Airport, extending the term one additional year commencing July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019, and require that the annual audit due date is within 90 days of the close of each contract year. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Blue.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. My name is Terry Blue, Interim Airport Director at Mitchell Airport. The item before you is a request.